Welcome to the 618 Now, a production of the Chamber of Commerce and the O'Fallon Weekly, where we give you a snapshot of what's happening right now in O'Fallon and Shiloh. Today is Friday, April 5th, 2024, and Jessica, what's going on?
Our lead-in class of 2024 has kicked off, and Nick, I am thrilled with this year's class. They are fantastic.
I'm pretty sure you say that about every class when it's our teacher.
Well, I do, but I always mean it. Each class is really cool in their own ways. We usually wait until lead-in is ending before we talk about it on the podcast, but this year, we want to introduce you to the class earlier and talk about who they are and what they're doing through lead-in. So listeners of the show know that lead-in is the Chamber's 9-month Leadership Institute program, and our goal is to identify and help develop the next generation of leaders. Our belief is that the leaders are out there, and we are working hard to find them and help them see how their unique leadership talents fit within our community. And this year's class is exceptionally talented.
I remember you saying in a previous episode that you'd received the most applications ever from people wanting to join the program.
That's true, and I think there are two reasons for that. Last year was the first time we had applications open year-round, so we used to only accept them for like a 6-week period at the end of the year.
Yeah.
But last year, we opened them up all year, so people applied throughout the year as they learned about lead-in. And then the other thing is that the Chamber had a Facebook post soliciting applications, and that single post reached over 8,000 people.
Okay.
So many people shared the post on their own page, and or they tagged people they thought should apply, and that led to several hundred people viewing the lead-in page on our website.
Neat.
The selection committee usually accepts 20 people, but this year there were so many outstanding applications that they accepted 22. And I want to share that during our first meeting in February, we got together, and for the first, like, two-thirds of the class, you were not allowed to talk about your work. You could not say what you do or what your industry is.
That seems awkward.
Oh, it was totally awkward.
Yeah.
We're so used to connecting with others by learning about our professional lives that when people can't talk about it, it makes for some very quiet and really awkward moments of silence. But the idea is to help learn about each other in more meaningful ways than just how you earn a paycheck.
Okay, so did it work?
It did. We learned, for example, that Judy speaks, reads, and understands 4 languages. She's fluent in French, Spanish, Haitian Creole, and English.
Okay.
She also has 2 sons, but until last year, her boys had never lived in the U.S. They lived in Spain for 5 years, then Japan for 5 years. But now they live in O'Fallon, Illinois.
Neat.
She has degrees in economics and public administration, but she has also recorded a couple of music albums. And then another gal, Erin, is a math genius. During high school, she tested out of college calculus.
Wow.
I mean, that's impressive.
Uh-huh.
And then one guy, Mike, is a master parachutist with over 350 jumps. And fun fact, his family is also growing a cattle ranching business.
Okay.
And finally, there's Mallory. She's a published author of a research study on infant neurobehavior, and she has also read over 150 books last year.
I always have a goal to read, like, a book a month. Like, that's one of my, like, New yeah. Year's resolutions, and I can't even hit that.
Yeah, well, Mallory, she read over 150.
Yeah. Man.
So when I rave about the class and how impressive they are, I'm usually not even talking about them on a professional level. Some people, I mean, they have really, really cool jobs, but even their really cool job is the least impressive thing about them. They have some really great life experiences, and it's this diversity that I think is one of the best parts of lead-in every year. Now, we don't totally ignore their professional lives. We just make sure that we focus on other things first.
I love that. And those are the things you probably wouldn't have learned about each other if you'd started the meeting by spouting off your resumes.
That's true.
So you have this great group, but what do you actually do at these meetings that occur once a month?
Good question. So lead-in has 2 tracks. One is talent development, and then the other is community education. For talent development, we are identifying and developing our strengths. Research shows that companies spend too much time and money making us less bad at what we're not good at. And instead, we should focus on identifying and cultivating our strengths. These are our areas of greatest potential. It's pretty much how we're wired. And when we do that, we amplify our impact. So we contribute more, we're happier, and we don't burn out as easily. So in lead-in, we spend a lot of time on strengths, which is what we did during our first meeting. And this class is really unique in their strengths profile as a group. Their second most frequent strength is developer. And Nick, this is the seventh class to go through lead-in, and we have never had this many developers. Almost 50% of the class has it in their top five.
Huh.
And that's over twice as many as we've ever had in a single class. The genius of developers is that they are very good at picking up on incremental improvements. So people tend to be drawn to them because they want people to succeed, and they're generally very good at helping others see how they can flourish. It's really an incredible quality, and we talk a lot about how that talent shows up in leadership.
That's cool. And before we started recording, you were talking about how really unique some of the strengths are within the group.
That's right. There aren't really strengths that are opposites, but there are strengths that don't usually exist within the same brain. For example, people with WOO, which stands for winning others over, they love networking. They enjoy being around strangers, meeting as many people as possible. It's very energizing to them. Whereas someone with Relator is a people person, but in a very different sense of the word. They usually have a small but loyal group of friends. They tend to be more reserved, and they really only want relationships that are genuine. So they're pretty selective in how they interact with others. Now, we usually have a group of WOOs and then a group of Relators, and none the two shall meet. This year, we have a guy, Pat, who has both, and that is really unusual. So he can easily work a room, but he also enjoys building relationships on deeper levels. And what that says about him is he can likely thrive in any environment.
Okay.
And fun fact, over 130 people have graduated lead-in, and Pat is the first and only to have both WOO and Relator.
Okay.
Pat's a WOO.
Okay.
And then we have one gal, Grace. She is truly a unicorn. All five of her strengths are relationship building. Now, Nick, I reviewed over 1,000 strengths over the years, and she's only the fourth person I've met that has all five strengths concentrated in one domain. It is really rare for that to happen.
Wow. Okay. Well, this is interesting because I feel like I've learned a lot about this group, and I can see why you're so excited by them, but I have no idea what they do for work. Like, who are these people?
Right? I mean, that's the point. These people live and or work in O'Fallon and Shiloh. They are like right here in our community. So in addition to the talent development, the other track of lead-in is community education. So we try to provide them with information about all of the things that build our community. We talk about city finances, economic development, public education, how that's all funded. The idea is to provide them a little bit of education about a broad range of things within O'Fallon and Shiloh, and develop their talents and critical thinking skills at the same time.
You could talk about lead-in all day, couldn't you?
I absolutely could. I tell Debbie, she's my boss all the time, I can't believe I get to do this and that someone pays me to hang out with all of these amazing people.
All right. Well, it's been fun hearing about some of the details about this year's class. And we've talked about lead-in in a prior episode, but it's always been more about the program than the people. So learning about the leaders in this year's class has been fun.
Well, good.
Now, before we get into the calendar, where we're going to hear from Jonathan about how to become a podcast partner, I have to ask, so when it's time to talk about yourself but not talk about your work, how do you handle that? Because I'll admit, I would be surprised to know that you have a life outside of work, given how much you work. Not just for the chamber, but like everywhere. Every time I talk to you, it's like, I'm going here, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, I'm doing that. Like, do you basically just get up and say, I'm sitting at a baseball field?
I do, actually. I talk about my husband, who's a psychologist, and I talk about our son and his involvement in sports.
Okay.
But, oh, I talk about,
well,
you know.
I get that. But I guess what I'm telling you is you got to make some time for you.
Oh.
Because you're talking about other people. But you got to make some time for you.
That season of life will come.
You know? Like,
just not here
like,
yet.
Like, do you garden?
No. Absolutely not.
You're not reading 150 books a year.
Absolutely not.
Do you paint?
No.
We need to find a hobby for Jessica.
It's like turning into a therapy session.
No, I think we need a hobby for Jessica. So listeners, maybe consider some interesting hobbies that Jessica might be good at.
I am so scared what people
anyway,
are going to say.
Now, before we get into the calendar, let's hear from Jonathan about how to become a podcast partner.
Hello, 618 Now podcast listeners. Jonathan here, the voice behind the podcast partner, and we're excited to offer local businesses the chance to become a part of our community's favorite Friday morning ritual. Imagine your brand highlighted in not one, but two 30-second spots, reaching hundreds of dedicated listeners a week at an average cost of 40 cents per download. As a proud production of the O'Fallon Shiloh Chamber of Commerce, we're growing and we want you to grow with us. So take the leap and become a podcast partner today. Let's put the spotlight on what you do best. Reach out to me at connect@O'FallonChamber.com or find the media kit on our website, O'FallonChamber.com.
So Jess, what's on the calendar for this week?
Today is Friday, April 5th, and we're not tracking much for this weekend, but this Thursday, April 11th, is the Chamber's Restaurant Roulette. It is one of our most popular events right now. Local restaurants set aside a table for our members. You sign up to attend, then on the day of the lunch, you receive an email with where you're having lunch, and you don't know who your lunchmates are until you arrive. It's really a great way to get some one-on-one networking with two to three other people.
Okay.
Also on Thursday is the next Pub Table Historian at Gears Inside of Bike Surgeon. Resident historian Brian Keller will be talking about the history of the community park in O'Fallon. And this is of particular interest given that the park is set to undergo some major enhancements over the next year, including a new pool with water slides and a separate lap lane pool. Plus, there's a new gym and community center building to replace the old Katy Cavins, and they're adding more parking. This year marks the centennial of the O'Fallon Community Park. The oldest section, the west part, was first purchased in 1924. So if you're interested in learning about O'Fallon's most enduring park that has laid the groundwork for our current park system, you'll want to attend this Pub Table Historian. That is this Thursday, and it begins at 6 p.m. And for the hundreds of listeners who tuned in last week to our spring cleaning episode, you know that there are several community yard sale events, including the township's monthly rummage sale, the OTHS Band Boosters yard sale, and a scrap metal and electronics recycling event all coming up this month. We will link to those dates in the show notes. And finally, a heads up, there is a Hot Rods for Hope car glow happening at First Street Lounge in Peel. That's coming up on Thursday, May 2nd. If you have a hot rod that you love showing off, consider registering for this inaugural event that benefits Glow for Hope. This is a nonprofit that strives to raise awareness about suicide prevention and mental health. We're going to link to that registration in the show notes. And that's your snapshot of what's happening right now in O'Fallon and Shiloh.
All right. Well, on that note, I've got to get going.
Thanks, Nick. It's always a pleasure.
Woo! This podcast is a production of the O'Fallon Shiloh Chamber of Commerce. We're a nonprofit with over 600 members, and together we welcome, unite, and promote business. Remember, you can't buy happiness, but you can buy local, and that's sort of the same thing.